The skies were overcast, but the mood was sunny. After 2 years of construction, the Lawrence H. Moore Math Science Technology Academy officially celebrated itself today. The new Clean Line Modernist buildings at 61st and Hooper opened in August and now serve 754 students aged 6 to 11. Student body president Freddie Herrera was grateful for the lack of crowding in the new school.
It is awesome that we have a new school in our area because at the other elementary school, it was overcrowded. Here, we don't have that problem.
The new academy focuses on what are known as STEM skills, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. California Congresswoman Lucille Roybal-Allard says these skills are more critical than ever before.
It is important to the future success of our country and our competitiveness in the world marketplace.
A group of sixth graders were on hand to help with the ceremonies.
My name is Jasmine Perez. I'm 11 years old and I'm in sixth grade.
My name is Jesse Torres and I'm 11 years old and I'm in sixth grade.
My name is Sergio Castro. I'm in sixth grade and I'm 11 years old.
I'm Sarah Randa and I'm in sixth grade.
The kids were pretty happy about their new school. Jasmine said it was a friendlier school than the one she'd been at before.
And in my other school, it's like not compared to this at all. There's like many kids that are very mean and very disrespectful. And when I first came to the school, I thought I must have a happy year in this new school.
And Sergio was very clear about the pluses of the Moore Academy.
It's easier to learn stuff here because in the old school, it was I was always struggling, but here's way better, you know. It's quiet, and the teachers, they focus on the lesson a lot, yeah. And the old school is kind of the same, but these seem more professional than the others, yeah.
And, as Jasmine pointed out, that means the kids get more attention from their teachers.
I like the school because I have a great teacher. She's a really rare teacher to me because I don't usually have a teacher who really supports me and, like, pushes me and tells me, like, you can do this, come on, you're... Shout out to Miss Grande!
And when the kids are willing to say they actually like school... That's saying something. Melissa Runnels, Annenberg Radio News.